I appreciate you guys letting me come out here today. On September 14th, 2010, I was diagnosed with something called acute lymphoblastic leukemia. And so I went from football's everything to I can't even think about football. It's, you're fighting for your life. And so it was a night and day difference. As I was about to go up, I was like, man, I gotta make something for you. Let me see if I can get an invite out of this. It kind of paid off. I mean, I needed something to break the ice when I got up there.
I'll do the guys that bite the can.
Connor Cosgrove.
How you doing, Connor?
Pleasure to meet you.
So he's going to be our special guest for today, receiver over at the University of Minnesota. Going through a little bit of a battle
right now. Yeah, I can't handle that. Yeah, we'll be fine. Coach, how are we doing?
Thanks for coming, man.
Thanks for having me, Coach. Yes. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Well, we want to do something for you, too, for coming out here. So,
What you got for me, sir?
That's the real thing.
That is the real deal.
Brand new. Hey, Adrian hasn't even got one of those yet.
I'm going to have to talk some trash to him, then. This is awesome.
Pretty cool, huh?
Would you mind putting it on?
Good, man.
Thank you, sir.
Hey. All right.
Some love.
Appreciate it very much.
Give me some love.
Yes, sir.
It's such a cool opportunity. And, I mean, things like this don't come around every day. And people like Coach Frazier and Mr. Spielman don't come around every day. So, I mean, I'm blessed to be here. I've got some friends here who I get to watch and support as well. So it's a really great opportunity. Here we go. Here's my boy. Let's see what he's got. a little physical. They said it's good to be on your feet as much as possible, so. They said it's good to watch football as much as possible.
How about that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And so this, you can't get any better than this.
No, you cannot.
Yeah, you're doing
absolutely
live.
Not. This is a dream. This is fun to watch because, I mean, I know personally how cool this would be. I think this is the coolest part about the NFL, stuff like this.
A little scrappy guy.
When bad things happen, I think more often than not, good people come out of them, and you meet a lot of great people, but a lot of times people in the position like Mr. Spielman and Coach Frazier, they don't really need to take the time to do the things that they've done for me, and they have nothing to gain out of me being here. I think it's that much more important and special.
About when we finish, send a few words to the guys.
Yeah, I can do that. Absolutely. I'm your guy. Anything you need, man.
Everybody take a knee. It's been inspirational for me. We're grateful that he was able to come out here today. He'll share a little bit about his story, but he means a lot to our football team and our organization as well. Connor Cosgrove. Nice job.
I always like gets. Anytime I talk about stuff, I always, I'm like about to cry, man. Two years and 8 months ago now, I was like you guys playing football. That was my life, that was everything. Anything can happen at any moment, and I've got some great friends who are here right now that I've told my story to a million times, and it's never easier to swallow any more than any other time, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I think it's so important that all of you obviously know that you might only get one chance at this, that these things don't come around every day, but just as far as life goes as well, every moment's so important. You never know when you're going to wake up and someone's going to say, like, I'm sorry, you have cancer, and I never thought in a million years that would happen to me, and it did. But I think that you guys just need to cherish this and just cherish each moment on earth, but on the football field as well. You never know when it's going to be taken away from you. And I've had fun watching you guys. I wish I could be a part of this. And thank you.
If you don't take anything away from this camp other than what he just said a moment ago, take advantage of every moment. You just never know what tomorrow holds, but we can take advantage of it now. And we got a bunch of guys that are doing that. And he's a great example of one who has done that.
Obviously, I envisioned everything a whole lot different than this. And I was hoping someday maybe to be playing out here. And it wasn't in my plan, but a lot of things weren't in the plan, and sometimes you have to make some new plans, and I think this is a pretty good close second to what I wanted to do.
Well, your words today, somebody will go back from what you said today, and that will inspire them to go on and help someone else. And, you know, maybe that might not have happened. Maybe you wouldn't have had the opportunity to share with them, you know, what's happening in your life, and to have the calm to where you're not blaming the world. You know, you're moving on. Your attitude is huge.
Yeah, no amount of hate's gonna change everything. I mean, what is, and that's acceptance is so hard sometimes. But once you get it, just every day opens up so many doors. Like, I'm out here today having fun, getting to meet new people. And thank you to the entire organization. Just being here is a great opportunity. It's something I'll always remember and something I'll always cherish.
All right, everybody bring it up. Can you get it?
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
kind of. All right, boys, let's go.
Bikes on three. One, two, three.
Bikes!
All right. Hey. Thank you, Connor. There you go.